Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to thank you for making room and space in your day today to connect with God. And if you're new to Cultivate Connection, you can learn more about it at cultivateconnection.com. We have been so blessed by the emails and different ones who have reached out to tell us your story on how God's been touching you or how you've been meeting with him through this podcast. It is such an honor to help cultivate a space for you to grow in your relationship with God, to encounter him. So thank you for reaching out and thank you for sharing. If you'd like to subscribe to receive our weekly email, you can do that at cultivateconnection.com. Our current series is called Our Greatest Treasure. It's a place of coming back to what really matters, and that's that connection with Jesus, and to remember above everything we could gain in this world, he is our greatest treasure. So my hope and prayer through this series is that you would encounter him in a greater way, that his presence would be so real to you. This is our third week in this series, and we've been just spending some time in Ephesians, and we're going to continue moving forward in Ephesians today as well. So I just encourage you to settle in wherever you need to be today. Perhaps that's seated, lying down. Maybe it's a space of just going for a walk in the woods today. Just a space to be able to connect with the Lord. And as we begin, I encourage you to go ahead and turn your focus, your attention towards your breath. Simply beginning to acknowledge and engage with your inhale and your exhale. Feeling the sensation of the breath. Noticing the expansion of the body. And giving yourself permission to come fully into this space. Encourage you to begin to lengthen out the breath a little bit. Welcoming in just a little bit more. Not forcing or striving, but just allowing the breath to be. And allowing yourself to come present into this space today. Knowing that God wants to meet you here just as you are. Maybe you notice that breath just beginning to slow a little bit in its cadence. Maybe you find yourself not being in a hurry for that next inhale, relaxing into that next exhale. Just allowing with every breath to lay down expectations, agendas, worries, anxieties, stress, whatever it is that you bring into this space, can you lay it down through the breath today? God, I thank you so much that no matter what we're going through, no matter how hard or heavy a burden may feel, that you are here, that you are with us, and that you are for us. God, I pray for each one listening right now. Pray, God, that you would be so present, so real, and you would awaken their hearts to the reality of your goodness, your presence, and your truth, God. Will you bring a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation today upon each one? That we may come to know who you are and what you've done and how we can walk and engage in the fullness of what you have for us, God. God, I pray that each one today would give you permission to tear down the thoughts that don't align with your ways of thinking, God. That you would take us higher into your ways today. That you would take us higher into your thoughts today. That we would surrender those things that hold us back from knowing you more and from stepping out in who you've created us to be, in boldness, in power, and in love. Just allowing some stillness here, some pause in your life. Our days can be so full, going from one thing to the next. Can you find a little bit of stillness here today? Allow your heart to be open towards the Lord and His Word. And in that stillness, I'm going to read Ephesians 1, verse 3. I just want you to sit with it. Just be with it. Be present to the words and what God is saying to your heart. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because He sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate Him with all our hearts. Thank you. What is being revealed to you today? Is there any comfort that you find in these words? Any inspiration? Any joy? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. What treasure is God inviting you into? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus. All because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. I'm going to read it a fourth time. There's so much richness to be absorbed from this scripture. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. Every spiritual blessing. What does that look like for you today? What do you already have access to that you didn't know? What has God already given to you in Jesus that you're trying to get on your own? Or didn't know was available? Can you ask the Holy Spirit to show you? What is it about every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm that has already been lavished upon you? This love gift. Have you received it? And how does God want you to engage with this gift? What's the awakening in you? Are you able to receive? Can you imagine? It's like a present, perhaps a gift wrapped up. And inside is every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. And God is saying, I've given it to you. Can you see him giving you this gift? Will you receive it? Will you open it and receive those blessings into your life? He's lavishing them upon you. You have access to everything Jesus had access to you. Because right now God sees you wrapped into Christ, one with Jesus. Everything he's given his son, he's now giving to you. Will you receive it? Will you open it up and see what these spiritual blessings are. Who does God say you are? How is he showing you that you belong? What authority has he given you? What provision is present for you? What comfort does he have to release to you today? What wisdom has he given to you? How has he filled you with hope? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm already been given. What do you need to receive today? What do you need to draw out that's already been given? You are one with Christ. And it says, this is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. When we understand who God is, how he lavishes his love, how he's kind, merciful, how he's true and just. It's from that place when we see him rightly. We respond with adoration, with love, with celebration and worship. Where is it that God is showing himself to you in a way that causes your heart to come alive, causes you to celebrate him with all of your heart? Every spiritual blessing has already been given, lavished upon you. Your wonderful Father in heaven is not holding anything back. What do you need to receive from God today? And is there anything you need to lay down that's preventing you from receiving from God today? Maybe you just begin to ask God, show me these spiritual blessings that you've given me. Show me what I have access to. Show me how to engage with that which you've given. With you, God, our greatest treasure. You are our greatest prize, our greatest reward. Show us how to engage with you. To live with the awareness that we are wrapped into Christ. To have the grace to celebrate you with all of our hearts. How is God revealing himself to you today? As your greatest treasure. I bless you this week. I bless you day by day to receive greater awareness of every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm that has already been lavished upon your life. That you would know the gift given to you by our wonderful Heavenly Father. May the reality of living wrapped into Christ be so real as you awaken in the morning, as you go about your day. May you have moments of pause where you simply inhale in and remember that you are one with Christ. He's lavished you with every spiritual blessing. And that you would have space to celebrate. Celebrate the goodness of God, his kindness, his love, and his mercy, his truth. Continue to pray that you would encounter him in the most unique ways throughout your day. I pray that you would have a heart of celebration as you realize more and more the reality of who Jesus is, how much he loves you, and how he longs to walk hand in hand in relationship with you. I bless you to know that relationship in a tangible, touchable, real way. God is for you, and he is with you. Amen.